Okay.
Right here.
Can I borrow this?
You may.
Thank you.
Thank you for...
Call the House Committee on Health Care to order for this April 10th. We have a busy schedule doing not too much of anything, but we'll be very busy at it for a while. Probably get out quite early. Let's just work through the agenda and we'll announce what's going on and then we'll repeat it at the end. So we'll work through the agenda. Many of the items on the agenda, we don't have the paperwork to handle. We're going to be moving it forward Wednesday, Friday, or the following Monday. So let's open up a work session to House Bill 2024 for the purpose of sending the bill to revenue.
Mr. Chair, I move House Bill 2024 without recommendation as to passage be sent to the House Committee on Revenue by prior reference.
Representative Notes moves House Bill 2024 be sent to the Committee on Revenue without recommendation. Is there any discussion of the motion? Is there any objection to the motion? So moved. Close the work session on House Bill 2024. One more like that. I'm going to open a work session on House Bill 2524 for the purpose of referring the bill to the Committee on Ways and Means without recommendation.
Okay, you ready?
Ready.
Okay, Mr. Chair, I'd like to move House Bill 2524 without recommendation to its passage to the Joint Ways and Means Committee by prior reference.
Representative Nose moves House Bill 2524 to the Committee on Ways and Means without recommendation. Is there any discussion on the motion? Is there any objection to the motion? So moved.
That was fun.
Oh, it's good. We got a lot of fun coming. We're going to reschedule House Bill 2979 for Monday the 17th. We're waiting for amendments and paperwork. I'm going to open a work session on House Bill 2451. Madam Minister, what do we have here?
Mr. Chair, members of the committee, House Bill 2451 came before the committee on February 27th at the request of Representative Parrish. You'll recall this establishes the medical assistance eligibility for individuals under age 26 who have aged out of foster care in Oregon or another state. Requires the Oregon Health Authority to seek federal matching funds for costs of medical assistance provided to the individuals who aged out of foster care in another state. You have a dash one amendment, Mr. Chair, dated February 28, 17, that changes the medical assistance eligibility from 19 years of age to 18 years of age. Mr. Chair, we have a no revenue impact, and the fiscal impact is saying that further analysis will be required in Ways and Means.
Okay.
Do you want me to make a motion to adopt dash one, Mr.
Please.
Chair? Mr. Chair, I would move that we amend House Bill 2451 with the dash one amendment dated February 28, 2017.
Representative Nose moves the dash one amendments to House Bill 2451 dated 2/28/17. Is there any discussion on the motion to amend? Is there any objection? So moved. Representative Nose?
Mr. Chair, I move House Bill 2451 to the Committee on Ways and Means.
Do this to the
floor. Pass recommendation.
Yeah. Why don't you do this to the floor? Move it to the floor subsequently.
No, we're going to move to the floor first.
No.
Pause. Can we take a pause?
No, no pause.
No pausing.
Poor pause.
Okay.
Subsequent.
All right, we're trying again. You ready?
I'm ready.
Mr. Chair, I move House Bill 2451 as amended to the floor with a due pass recommendation and it be referred to the Committee on Ways and Means by prior reference.
Representative Nose moves House Bill 2451 as amended to the floor with a due pass recommendation and that it be referred to the Committee on Ways and Means by prior reference. Is there any discussion on the motion?
Have they figured out how to make it?
Would you call the roll, please?
Representative Kenny Guyer.
Aye.
Representative Beeler.
Yes.
Representative Alonzo Leon.
Aye.
Representative Kenemer.
Excuse.
Representative Malmstrom.
Aye.
Representative Hack.
Aye.
Vice Chair Nose.
Aye.
Vice Chair Hayden.
Aye.
Chair Greenland.
Aye. Motion carries. The bill is on its way to Ways and Means. We're going to reschedule House Bill 2527 for Friday the 14th, pending some amendments and some information from the Legislative Fiscal Office. I'm going to open a work session on House Bill 2645. Madam Administrator, what do we have there?
Mr. Chair, members of the committee, House Bill 2645 comes to you at the request of Representative Malmstrom. You'll recall we had a public hearing on March 6th on the bill directs each manufacturer of certain types of drugs that are sold within the state to develop and implement a drug take-back program for the purpose of collecting from individuals and non-business entities those types of drugs for disposal. It directs the State Board of Pharmacy to administer the act, requires the manufacturer subject to the act to first submit a plan for developing and implementing a drug take-back program on or before December 31st, 2018. Becomes operative January 1, 2018. Mr. Chair, you have a -5-3 amendment, which requires hospitals and retail pharmacies to establish a take-back kiosk, encourages other retail pharmacies and law enforcement to establish a take-back kiosk, specifies that one kiosk be available for every 20,000 residents, that the kiosk location is financially responsible for the kiosk, creates an educational pamphlet on proper disposal of the drugs and the kiosk locations. The -5 amendment explicitly exempts non-prescriptive medication from paying into the account to establish kiosks and group that repackage drugs from the definition of manufacturers, changes the convenience standard from 1 in 10,000 to 1 in 20,000, allows for a mail-back option for communities without a population density of 20,000. It establishes fines to the manufacturers of drugs, not pharmacy, for noncompliance, removes liability from pharmacists for disposal of drugs in the kiosks with the exception of negligence, places a moratorium on cities and counties with the exemption of law enforcement groups from forming their own kiosk-based take-back program, establishes a 2029 sunset date. We do have fiscal impacts on both the 3 and the 5, Mr. Chair, both requiring additional analysis in Ways and Means. This does have a subsequent referral to Ways and Means by prior reference.
It's my preference to hear the -5. I have any problem with that?
I'd like to hear the 3s.
Yeah.
Pardon me? I'm sorry?
I'd like to hear the 3s.
You have a motion?
I'd like to move that we hear the -3s amendment.
That we put... You move the -3s in the bill.
-3.
What's the date?
Representative Hack moves the -3 amendments be added to the bill. Is there any discussion of that?
They're dated 30-30.
30-30-17. 3-30-17. Is there discussion on the motion?
Mr. Chair?
Yes, sir.
Oh, I'd be curious to know why the -3s are preferred to the -5, because I too like the -5 a lot better.
I can speak.
Mueller, would you like to talk about it?
The -3s are really focused, I think, on two things. One that's most important is the public education component. I think that is the biggest thing that was going to influence behavior in terms of changing the way that drugs are disposed. And then when you look at it, if the most efficient, easiest way to dispose of drugs is if you don't have a drop box, is actually just putting it in the trash. Modern disposal locations have very little of this medication leaching out into any environmental sensitive areas. So in terms of both ease of use and in terms of efficiency, in terms of public health education, I think it's just a much simpler administrative burden.
Is there any other discussion on the -3s? Representative Malmstrom?
Thank you, Chair. I oppose the Dash 3 amendments. I'm of the opinion that the Dash 5 amendments are superior to Dash 3. Some of the reasons are there are no requirements that kiosks be distributed throughout the state. OHA should work toward convenience standards. The Dash 5 states that all counties must be served. The Dash 3 puts OHA as a regulatory body, where DEQ has product stewardship experience and participated in our many stakeholder discussions. OHA, as a regulatory body with the Board of Pharmacy creating rules, effectively pits two agencies against each other. And the Dash 5 amendments mandate that the program operator put a plan into place. It's not a permissive program. It will add more actively address the issue of opioid addictions, accidental poisonings and needs, and water quality. If you noticed, I wasn't at the last healthcare committee because I was in New York at a national conference about how to deal with the blooming opioid problem that we have. And there we talked about 90% of all people who are addicted to opioids start before they're 18 years old. And the most important thing, if anybody wants to see a copy of this, we have boiled it down to six key things. The number one thing on this is prevention. And long before PDMPs can take a place and all those, you know, education things, which I totally support in this bill about educating about disposal, but the real thing is we need to be tough and make sure that we get as many of these pills out of general circulation. There's too many pills out there, and this bill is, I believe, the most effective way to take out unwanted medication to protect our children.
Any other discussion on the Dash 3s? Would you call the roll, please?
Representative Kenny Dyer.
No.
Representative Buehler.
Yes.
Representative Alonzo Leon.
No.
Representative Kenner.
Excuse.
Representative Malmstrom.
No.
Representative Hack.
Yes.
Vice Chair Nose.
No.
Vice Chair Hayden.
Yes.
Chair Greenland.
No. Motion fails. Can I have an amendment, motion on the Dash 5, please?
Mr. Chair, I would like to move the Dash 5 amendments to House Bill 2645, dated March 31st, 2017.
President Nose moves the Dash 5 amendments to House Bill 2645, dated 3/31/17. Is there any discussion on the motion?
Yes.
Representative Hayden.
Thank you, Chair Greenlee. So in looking at this bill and working on it, the drugs covered section to include on starting on lines 11 of the Dash 5. This bill is spoken, intended, and testified purpose was to basically get leftover drugs out of the cabinet that could be used as a value on the street or an addictive purpose, and I agree with that, the intent of that. My concern and my opposition to the Dash 5 is it goes well beyond prescription drugs. If you look at the categories, I tried to work with my co-chair and others involved with this to narrow the scope down to prescription drugs that would deal with habit forming and black market on the street and eliminate some of the other drugs, like the non-prescription drugs, the drugs marketed under a brand name, drugs marketed under a generic name, biological products, and drugs intended for use by a licensed veterinarian. There are many, many products that are used by veterinarians, for example, that there's no abuse. If you try and get all of your cattle pregnant at the same time, there's something called a seeding device that you insert in your cows, and then they ovulate at a certain time, and you can do the artificial insemination to get those cattle pregnant. This bill is so wide, or this amendment.
I often wondered how that happened.
Huh? Yeah, I can explain it to you in more detail if you want. But this bill is so broad that it would incorporate our farmers, our ranchers out there, our veterinarians, out in rural areas that there is no risk of these products falling into the hands of children and being abused. So the scope of it's too broad for me, so I'm opposed to the dash 5 because I was not successful in limiting the scope to prescription drugs that cause habit-forming problems and have a black market purpose.
Chair.
Yes.
Thank you, Chair. I wanted to just reiterate a little bit on what Representative Hayden said. While well-intended, I too agree, having been raised in Eastern Oregon, come from a ranching family, they too thought, wow, this is pretty far-reaching and had some pretty serious concerns as well. So again, while well-intended, I think that the scope and the reach is way, way far out there. Beyond what I thought that the bill had originally been intended to do. So,
but this is a voluntary program, and it doesn't require anybody to bring anything back they don't want to bring back.
I think there are fines involved. And
we're not bringing products back?
Well, maybe not on the product back, but it's pretty far-reaching.
One of the purposes is to protect the environment and the water supplies, and these things don't get flushed down toilets. I mean, I don't think it's a problem if you put...
I'm there with you on the prescription drugs.
No. Okay, Representative Nose?
I just want to say that I support the Dash 5 amendment because I think it's more is needed than just an educational campaign, and that's why I'm supporting the Dash 5 amendment.
Representative Maelstrom?
To a couple of things I wanted to address, the issue about veterinary drugs. This was something I didn't know, but until I looked into this, there's increasing rates of animal painkillers being used by humans due to the lower cost of these drugs, and this has led to an increased rate of animal abuse for the purpose of obtaining prescriptions. That too addresses that. But also, I think that we go back to there is no one has to turn in their old drugs. If you like to keep your old drugs, you can keep them. It's just that so many people don't know what to do with them. I've gone to so many different places and asked people, how many of you have drugs you don't know what to do with in your cabinet? And most people say yes. And so this was put together with this. And after going to this conference and listening to the best practices from places that have put this in, Massachusetts and Delaware, this is in line with what they recommend.
We're voting on it. On the motion for the dash 5, but would you call the roll, please?
Representative Kenny Geyer.
Aye.
Representative Bueller.
No.
Representative Alonzo Leon.
Aye.
Representative Kenner.
Excuse.
Representative Maelstrom.
Aye.
Representative Hack.
No.
Vice Chair Nose.
Yes.
Vice Chair Hayden.
No.
Chair Greenlee.
Yes. The dash 5 are part of the bill. Can we have a motion on the bill, please?
Yes, Mr. Chair. I would like to move House Bill 2645 as amended with the dash 5 amendment to the floor with a due pass recommendation, but also to the Committee on Ways and Means by prior reference.
President Hayden moves the House. I'm sorry. The other good-looking guy. Representative Nose moves House Bill 2645 as amended with the dash 5 to the floor with a due pass recommendation. And that the bill be referred to the Committee on Ways and Means by prior reference. Is there any discussion on the bill? On the motion, I mean?
Just one last thing I want to say.
Representative Maelstrom.
I just want to put out a plea out here. We so need to do something in the prevention of this. In our work group, we've tried to make changes, you know, to try to, you know, reduce the amount of convenience standards and, you know, and things like that. But I'm hoping when you vote to whether to move this to the floor, you consider the kids. That every day we have more and more kids getting hooked on drugs because
Chair,
they found
them. I think you're at the edge of an appropriate statement.
Okay, absolutely.
Okay, I retract.
Absolutely. I'd like to recess. Can we recess, please?
You have a motion on the table.
We're in recess.
We can stand at ease. Representative Bueller? Oh, wait a minute. Okay. Back to order, please. Representative Bueller.
Yeah, thank you, Chair Greenlee. Just to be clear, we all are concerned about the opioid epidemic and protecting our kids. Just some of us on this committee feels that the currently drafted 2645 with the dash 5 is administratively very difficult, and it puts the focus on the environment and not on public health, and that's why we feel strongly that the educational component specifically should be developed and administered by the Oregon Health Authority, which has the jurisdiction and experience in terms of educating the public about such risks.
Thank you. Is there any other discussion? Would you call the roll, please?
Representative Kenny Geyer.
Aye.
Representative Bueller.
No.
Representative Alonzo Leon.
Aye.
Representative Kenner.
Excuse.
Representative Malmstrom.
Aye.
Representative Pack.
No.
Vice Chair Nose.
Yes.
Vice Chair Hayden.
No.
Chair Greenlee.
Aye. Motion carried. The bill is off to Ways and Means. Closing work session on House Bill 2645. Opening work session on House Bill 2754. Madam Administrator, what do we have here?
Mr. Chair, members of the committee, House Bill 2754 comes to you at the request of Representative Barker. It requires a newborn children with hearing loss to be referred to a health care provider for the purpose of diagnosing whether the infant has cytomegalovirus. It directs the Oregon Health Authority to compile and disseminate education information on congenital cytomegalovirus. Mr. Chair, we have no amendments, and there's a minimal fiscal on the bill and a no revenue impact on the bill, Mr. Chair.
Can I have a motion on the bill?
Yes. Mr. Chair, I would
How
like to...
How come you're doing all the work? How
I don't
come
know. Let's let, you want to let Representative Hayden move
Hayden
on?
Hayden doesn't get any work today.
I don't know why.
Well, he wanted to we'll, work you, on. We'll work you on Wednesday.
All right.
Go ahead.
Mr. Chair, I'd like to move House Bill 2754 to the floor with a do-pass recommendation.
Representative Noesmills moves House Bill 2754 to the floor with a do-pass recommendation. Is there discussion on the motion? I do want to put on the record that I'm a little, the bill seems a little soft in procedure, and I'm hoping that in the Senate it makes it very clear. This is a very important issue for a large number of infants in our community, and it's, I think, important that we move it forward. But it's always a problem when you try and put clinical practice into statute, and I think I recommend the bill, and I'll be voting for it, but I'd like it to see a little strengthen on the Senate side. I won't make that on the floor. I think it's fine, and we'll let Representative Barker carry it, but it's on my mind. Would you call the roll, please?
Representative Kenny Geyer.
Aye.
Representative Bueller.
Yes.
Representative Alonzo Leon.
Aye.
Representative Kenner.
Excuse.
Representative Malmstrom.
Aye.
Representative
Pack.
Aye.
Vice Chair Nose?
Yes.
Vice Chair Hayden?
Aye.
Chair Greenlee.
Aye. The motion carries, and we'll let Representative Barker carry it on the floor. Close the work session on House Bill 2754. Let's see. We're at House Bill 3014. We're going to reschedule that for Monday. Get ready. There's apparently some amendments that's come to us, and we don't have the fiscal on the amendments. Apparently, is that OHA clarification?
Correct. That's my understanding.
We will reschedule that for the 17th. Shouldn't be a problem. House Bill 3030, we're going to carry over to Wednesday the 12th. Waiting for a fiscal on the amendment. Is that what it is?
Yes, Mr. Chair.
And that also shouldn't be a problem.
Right.
House Bill 3135, we're going to hold over till we're going to reschedule for Friday. We issue all these, we'll issue new agendas so everybody will know where we're going.
Correct, Mr. Chair.
We'll reschedule that for Friday again, waiting for amendments and fiscals on some amendments and then deciding which amendments we want. House Bill 2122 will carry over to Wednesday, the 12th, waiting some more work. purpose.
We can kill that bill now.
Huh?
We can kill that bill now.
Oh, Representative 2122. You don't want to kill that bill. You want to pass that unanimously, because if anybody votes against that, it means they hate something.
They hate what?
Everybody vote for it. It means they hate somebody.
I actually have an amendment coming to make it a little simple. It turns out the bill in its current form defines the nature of the board of directors of the new CCOs, and it's at odds with the current
waiver
we have. So we'll just take out any discussion about the board. And I also hope to take off the Ways and Means referral, since there isn't any business about Ways and Means in it. House Bill 2387, we're holding over till
Monday.
Hopefully we'll have a nice clear bill that everybody will love by Monday.
Yeah, that's going to happen.
I think that's all we have. Can we just take a minute? Why don't you review what we have going forward?
Okay.
We're not ready.
Yeah. Well, some of them are not ready.
Committee?
These are all posted for these other days.
Committee members?
This one's posted for stuff.
Everybody.
I know.
Okay. House Bill 2979 has been moved to Monday, April 17th. House Bill 2527 carried over to Friday the 14th. House Bill 3014 scheduled for Monday the 17th. House Bill 3030 carried over to Wednesday the 12th. House Bill 3135 to Friday the 14th. House Bill 2122 Wednesday the 12th. And 2387 Monday the 17th.
You have all of them?
Removed. That's page two. Yes, Mr. Chair.
Remember, Wednesday.
We're right.
We'll,
3 hours.
We have a 3-hour meeting on Wednesday and a 3-hour meeting on Friday from 8 to 11 on Friday.
Maybe a 3-hour meeting on Monday, too.
And maybe we'll see how that looks.
Maybe an 8-hour meeting on Monday.
Monday, if it turns out that we're gonna have too much schedule, I think what I'll do is take a dinner break and then come back after dinner. I'll see.
You treating
on Monday?
Let me know what.
Are you treating us all?
Let me know which is your preference, if you'd like.
You're so nice.
Actually,
upstairs.
We probably have to declare it, though, don't we? Right,
and then we actually can't go off.
Turkey
right.
Sandwiches.
PBJ. We get the leftover lunch.
Is there anything else we brought before the committee?
We'd have to post for eating, too.
We are adjourned.
Monday state.
We are adjourned.
Monday state.
For eating, too.